Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
The World Show with Nikki B.
A tribute to Shonisane Letole. And thank you for all the love that has been shared in this very trying time for so many people. We have lost giants this week, young and old. And it really is hitting home what is happening with this virus. But I've chosen to use this show, and I give thanks that I have the platform to do this, to dedicate 4 hours to our brother, our son, our friend, our cousin, just one of the greatest souls that I've ever known, a great cultural activist, an entrepreneur, a huge connector of people, a person who spread warmth and love and intelligence, Shonisane Letole.
The World Show with Nikki B.
I met you because you were a listener of The World Show.
Yes.
And you wrote to me, and I remember at the time I was going through stuff and I was busy and I kept ignoring this person's messages. Well, not ignoring, but I'd never get around to responding. And you just kept at it and you said, we've got to meet, we've got to meet. And boy, we actually have been on quite a journey now that I think about it.
It did. And like, I was being persistent and I loved your show. And if you remember, it was also that whole entire thing trying to create like some form of technology stuff around what you are very good at. And one day you picked up and we spoke and you invited me to the studio, and I remember the first album that you gave me was Barungwa with Moses Mulelekwa.
Oh, yes. Thanks for reminding me. I must revisit that album. Yeah. That's quite hardcore to give you as a first album.
No, I really appreciated it and I really loved it, and it's been quite a journey, especially that I've developed to a friendship and a very strong friendship, which is puts me here right now today. So
yes,
yeah.
Also around the time, or as our friendship was developing and so forth, and you were getting to know more people in the industry,
yes,
you started having this passion for as you mentioned, technology, but yeah, with arts and music.
Yes, like I started out there as like I hated Twitter in terms of what I was kind of doing in terms of studying and that. But my love was always in terms of with the music and that. And also I think the cause of that, I have to say, it's my father, because with him, he was basically being a young man in that. So there was two things I had to do on Sunday. The other stuff I can flake on or whatever with him is like I had to tape Gospel Gold,
yes,
and also Duma in the evening. And I hated it.
Yes.
And you wanted it thoroughly. But also that is what also that build up in terms of my musical love, in terms of the different cultures, and from gospel also to the traditional in terms of that. So I've always had this thing within me in terms of that, but also trying to find ways in terms of bridging technology,
yes,
and also putting in terms of arts and culture, because you're finding moments where those things were not finding the right tuning and the right connection at that point.
Yes. And in fact, at that time you even started a website.
Yes.
Which was addressing, well, or gathering content and reflect. Tell us a little bit about that journey.
So we started something called, it was me and a good friend of mine, Theo Makula, who's living in Germany at the moment. So we started a company first, and within that company, it was like we're creating software. And from those software, we're also creating like websites and that in the beginning. Like we're pretty young, I think around 21, 22, 23.
Yes. And I mean, we're really going back, what's it, about 10 years or so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we didn't know what we were doing, but also through that, it came to a point of, it was almost like a selfish thing when we started portfolio.org. At first it was portfolio.com. As soon as we searched it, someone bought it and they wanted to sell it to us for $6,000.
Yes.
We're like, no. So we made it .org. And then it was basically like a common space where people in the creative industry can actually kind of connect with each other. So it was / magazine. So it had the music side of it. It had the illustration side of it. It had the graphic side of things. But also it seems like the website itself started morphing in a way where, especially from the illustration side, where people started using as the basis where they stored the creations that they've created. And somehow it also became some form of a social network,
yes,
that we didn't know what we were doing in terms of that. So we were just creating stuff and running on it, and if it helped us to get us to free events for us, especially for kids coming through from the East Rand, Kempton yes. Park, Tembisa. So for us, it was just, let's go to free events and that was yes. fun. Yeah.
The World Show with Nikki B.
You played actually a major role in terms of this, if you don't, I don't think if you remember. And I remember it was the effect where you had a, it was a radio workshop that you're running.
Yes.
It was a work and it was a community radio station.
Yes.
And where you collected like nine young people in terms
there were
of
20 young people 20. From 20 different community radios. Yes.
And what I realized also was the beauty in terms of how it is, especially getting them to come through and also having the conversation, especially around music
and African music. Yes. Yes.
So how do we thinking about it before in terms of how it is, in terms of how people are saying old in terms of that, but through the journey we're able to create for them within that process, which I was also basically, you were mentoring me through that process and I was learning and eating up each and everything. I saw the wonders in terms of what it creates and the people that you're yes. able to create of getting young people also
in fact
communities.
That's 15 years ago, can you imagine? I've just realized. And in fact, some of the people that came to those workshops, because it was around African broadcasting from an African perspective
yes.
and presenting African music, and so many people had misconceptions about what
yes.
and when I refer to African music, I mean other than South Africa.
Yeah.
But so many people had misconceptions, thinking, you know, bad kwaso or something like
yeah.
that. And I even work with some of the people
wow.
that went through that workshop. Now they work at Kaya FM as my colleagues.
That's yes. amazing.
And I always used to tell them, I better be nice to you because you're going to be my boss one of these days. And I'm not far off from that. That's for sure.
That is, it is truly wonderful, especially opening up and peeling in terms of the continent from introducing someone to Algeria between with Khalid
yes.
or Mali through Salif Keita, but not playing the songs which they used to
yes.
and also giving them the opportunity also in terms of meeting some of the musician. Like I remember Concord also like played a major role in terms of that. So I've had also references which have been written by Concord describing me.
Oh, cool.
For me,
yes.
So which has been pretty amazing
yes.
for this journey.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's great. And in fact, I want to continue with your journey, but we're doing it through jazz. So I've asked you to select some songs. The first one you've chosen, can never go wrong. Moses Taiwa Molelekwa, Bom Molelekwa. Why this song, Shoni?
I think it's for me, it's like in Venda also, when someone who's older or who's married or something, you use the term bo.
Yes.
And it's also the linkage in terms of where I come from, the East Rand, and also linking it to Venda. So it was like 1632, to those who know what it is, that's where you start. You started home, and yes. Moses Meleleko was a big connection to a lot of us, especially with a lot of the bands which come from the East Rand and that, and I
yes.
thought I need to start there.
But. And also, I think he was one of those, like, inverted commas, serious jazz musicians who also had this ability to reach the hearts of younger audiences.
Yeah.
You know, he was so hip, even though the jazz purists would appreciate him.
Yeah.
But he was opening it up to a wider audience.
I think that's what it is. And also for us, it was one of those, especially with one of the videos that he shot, and he showed like Mathole in terms of Tembisa with them. It's like, is that guy from Ekasi with us? Like, we can connect. So I can connect in terms from a high art type of thing.
Yes.
But also that guy from around the corner comes from the same space where you come through, which made him very special till today.
The World Show with Nikki B.
A And now we're going to end off with this one. I know you had a few more, but I must to pay tribute to the great João Gilberto.
Yeah.
And could have gone on forever. But I know now that this outfit was also a key part, possibly more from a peer level.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I know that your connection with them was key both in their, you know, in their work as artists, and in your life as a cultural activist, if I can put it that way. Yes.
So, like, I have to say, especially from, so the next song is Hosanna, but the brother moves on. So I've known Siyabonga, the lead singer Mtembu, and Nkululeko Mtembu, who passed away, the founder of the band, for 20 years. Since 1994, so we went to the same primary school and that.
Yeah, you grew up together.
So, like, I always tell people, like, I've listened to Sia from the time I was young because he used to sing at assembly.
Yes.
Every, like, the, what you call the Christmas carols and all that. So he's always been in terms of that, but he's always been in a form of a brother, an older type of brother in terms of that. And Nkululeko was much more, who's younger than him, was more of a friend to me, and also in terms of that, but also like in terms of engaging with them, it was also going through that point of adolescence and being insecure in terms of who you've been with, and then you end up finding friends who remind you that your uniqueness in terms of you delving in terms of the different spaces, it what makes you who you are.
Yes.
So they kind of also through that process also gave me the confidence in terms of being who I am, and through that also give them in terms of a confidence and of give them an ear in terms of when they're starting the old stuff. They introduced me to all sorts, especially Nkululeko, like Radiohead, all TV on the radio, cigarettes, the stuff which I thought was weird.
Yes.
But they made me feel at home and also gave me the space in terms of the space to be myself.
And I must say something. This Brother Moves On is the act that you introduced to me. So thank you for that.
No, it's a pleasure with them also. Like, I'm very biased, especially with them being from the East Rand. And
yes.
But also, like, the beauty about the song also is the song which was written by Siyabonga's mother in terms of that, and some of the members from her church and that. So it also came out at a point where it was probably one of the most painful times in terms of our lives when the founder Nkululeko passed away.
Yes.
In terms of, by creating the album in terms of that, and they've reached 10 years this year and they work on a new album.
Yes.
So it's always like a moment of looking at yourself, because it's painful, like losing a friend and that, and you never get over that. So it always links you in terms of that, and having the ability what they've been able to create, and what still continues also from what Nkululeko has started. So it's always, it's a...
The brother moves on.
Yes.
Shawnee, once more, for anyone out there, any entrepreneurs who are looking to really have a focus for their projects, their ideas, or even if you've had been working on your business for a while, but you really need to streamline it, go to the website.
Yeah, go to leanbusinessplatform.com, one word. Apply in terms of being part of this, of the version 8.
Thank you so much, Shawnee.
It's a pleasure, Nikki.
We're going to end with this one, Hosanna.
Yes.
The Brother Moves On.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure, and coming up now is a track that will finish off tonight's guest feature, and then it's going to be a tribute to the one who they credit with being the godfather of Bossa Nova. Yes.
And also, I'd like to mention one thing. Also, a friend of mine, he said I must do a shout out for him, Jabba Joe, Jabu, and that, he said he will be very upset with me if I don't.
With pleasure. Hi, Jabu Joe.
The World Show with Nikki B. Every Sunday from 6 to 10 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Visit kayafm.co.za for more.